2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Week 12 Waiver Wire podcast by DFS Army. I am at Alan Seslowski, a.k.a. Season Long Says, and bringing to you another week of Waiver Wire. If you're watching this, I say it every week, but you're still in it. And a lot of leagues, what they're doing now, we've implemented this in our league, is to keep people from trying, is we give out an award for most points each week. So any given week, whoever has the most points might get $20 or $30 or $10 or $50, whatever it is. So I recommend that you do that in your league. Give a prize every week of the regular season just to keep people engaged and in it. So for those of you looking to make some pickups this week, there's a couple players out there that certainly are worth picking up. I posted my picks in the DFS Army Slack chat for you proprietary VIP numbers. And for those watching on the public feed, it's a great time to join DFS Army. You still jump in there, use promo code SEZ, that's S-E-Z, and you can get 20% off for life. So check that out. Okay, waiver wire, everybody. Starting off with the running backs. Now, a lot of people have the Indianapolis running backs at the top. I am fading them for the most part, which we'll get to. But my number one running back add, if he's available, he's available in 48% of leagues, is Darius Geis. He's probably not available in your league if you're in a sharp league or even just people that are paying attention. Darius Geis, for those of you who, for some reason, he's out there. He looked great in his return. He caught a 45-yard pass. Brought it to the house against the Jets. So it would be a priority all-in pickup. But again, he's probably not available in your league. So that'll get to our number two pickup of the week, and that's Bo Scarborough. And I know the Detroit Lions running back. I know a bunch of you have seen these mainstream lists where the number one priority ad was the Indy running backs. We're fading them. Jonathan Williams, who again is our third running back to pick up. But Jordan Wilkins is going to be back for Indianapolis. And Nyheim Hines is going to be involved. So you're going to be, if you invest into the Indianapolis running back situation, you're going to be one of them is going to do well, but it's going to be a three-headed monster. So I certainly recommend that you make Bo Scarborough your waiver wire pickup priority. You're not even going to have to pay much for him. He went for $5 in one of my leagues. He was free in another one. People are basically ignoring him. And then the reason I like Bo Scarborough is he is exactly what Matt Patricia likes in a Lions running back. He is a built like a truck. He is a powerful running back. He's young. He reminds me a lot of what Matt Patricia liked in when he saw in LeGarrette Blount when he was in New England, and then brought LeGarrette Blount back over to him with in Detroit. So I think that Bo Scarborough is certainly going to be the hammer, the exact type of running back that Matt Patricia likes. So I definitely recommend going out and getting Bo Scarborough. And I don't even think you'll have to bid much. I mean, I would get aggressive at this time of the year. Fab is worth less and less and less. So push it into the middle and go get him. That brings me to my next pickup of the week. I have Alexander Mattison. He's only owned in 25% of leagues. Now, he's on my list every week, and I know it hasn't paid off yet. But again, this is the time of the year that we want to put those lottery tickets on our bench, the ones that just are one injury away from exploding. You know, I've heard them described as half court shots, that one where you just take a long shot and it swishes right through. You've been in a gym before or on an outdoor playground and you take that long shot, that half court shot, and it just swishes right through. I mean, that's what Alexander Mattison is. If Dalvin Cook goes down for any reason, Alexander Mattison is just going to be a league winner. And I don't use that term often. So if he's out there again, and he's out there in 75% of leagues, probably nobody's league that listens to this podcast, because we tell you to go get him every week. You probably only have to put a buck down on him. And by the way, just going back up to ownership levels, Bo Scarborough is 1% owned. So he is the all-in play. going down the list. Now, I know Jonathan Williams is on the top of many waiver wire lists this week. He is the running back from the Colts that had the 100-yard game. Now, again, I said it in the beginning of this podcast. If you're just listening now, the Colts are bringing back Jordan Wilkins off injury. Nyheim Hines is going to be involved. Now, with Marlon Mack out for the foreseeable future, sure, Jonathan Williams could pay off, but you're going to have to push all your chips in to get him. I put a $0 bid on. He went for, you know, whoever had the most money got him in all my Tuesday waiver runs. And again, I apologize to those of you who depend on this podcast for your Tuesday waiver runs. We just couldn't get it up. There was a couple of pieces of news I was waiting for, but we did put that sheet up. So Jonathan Williams, you can go get him if you'd like. And I'm personally staying away from all the indie running backs unless I absolutely am stuck, which I'm sure many of you are. Running back has been tough all year. So I recommend him, but you know, I wouldn't go all in on Jonathan Williams. Jordan Wilkins, you know, I want whatever one of these indie running backs is the cheapest. So I think people are ignoring Jordan Wilkins. You can get him for a couple dollars. He's probably going to be one of those guys you can get in the second wave of waivers. And he's going to be back. The Colts play on Thursday, so you're going to be able to need to pick him up. You know, you're gambling when you play those guys, but that's just how it goes when you have a three-headed committee in Indianapolis. Moving down the list, the last viable guy I have on here is Patrick Laird. We've been pushing him. He's the Miami Dolphins running back. News came down today that Mark Walton was set to return, and then he had some off-the-field issues, so he is not returning. Kalen Ballage has proven to be a really poor running back. I saw a stat on Twitter today that said that of all of the running backs that have at least 60 carries since the NFL and AFL merged back in the 70s, as far as efficiency goes, Kalen Ballage was at the bottom of that list. I mean, I'm talking about every running back ever in the history of the NFL from the 70s forward that's had at least 60 carries. So Kalen Ballage, he might be the goal line back, but I highly recommend sneaking up and picking up Patrick Laird. He had 6 catches on all 6 targets. He could be the guy that we're going all in on next week. I know it's the Miami Dolphins, but a pass-catching running back, he looked good. And you know what? He's the one that the coaches like. When the coaches tell you something, you know, sometimes you can tell if it's coach speak or not, but the coaches said this is the guy that they like in practice. In the preseason, he was really good. So Patrick Laird is a guy that I'm going to go after and get him for a dollar, get him in that second run of waivers. I think he'll pay off for you, and he could very likely be that guy that we're pushing in all our chips for next week. So I would pick him up where possible. That's going to do it for running backs. You know what we'll do is we will skip down now to the wide receivers, and then we'll come back with tight end and QB at the end. All right, wide receivers. Let's start in Pittsburgh, everybody. Juju Smith-Schuster, concussion, also a knee injury. It's dicey whether he's going to play or not. Deontay Johnson's banged up, so that leaves who? James Washington. James Washington, only 8% owned. Showed a decent connection with Mason Rudolph. I would, you know, I think you can get him for anything under $10. He's certainly a great play. I like James Washington as my number one ad this week. They have a good matchup as well in Cincinnati. So James Washington, for you people, season-long players out there who are desperate at wide receiver, I think he's a perfectly good top 24 wide receiver for the week. I have Darius Slayton as my number two wide receiver ad. He's only 25% owned coming off the bye. I think you can get him for a $10 bid or less. He had a 10-catch, 2-touchdown monster. So I recommend putting him on your watch list. And he was likely available in your league since he's coming off the bye. Now, they are getting, is it possible they're getting Sterling Shepard back? And Darius Slayton is a hit or miss type of player, but he is a guy that can just totally, you've seen the upside already. He's a real find for the Giants. I like Darius Slayton as an ad. Number three on my list is Randall Cobb. Now, this is a sneaky ad. He's had back-to-back games with over 100 yards. He's only 15% owned. I think he'll be overlooked. He's got a really tough matchup in New England this week, so I think you could probably sneak him in for a dollar or two. And if you need to play him, Bill Belichick and the Patriots are famous for taking away the number one option. I don't think that's going to be Randall Cobb. I think they'll attack Amari Cooper. They'll look to stop Zeke. Dak might have to give a couple of those dump-off passes to Randall Cobb, who certainly could take it to the house. I like adding Randall Cobb. All right, the Chiefs are on a bye this week, but number four is Mecole Hardman. It looks like Tyreek Hill is going to miss some time, so Mecole Hardman's only 33% owned. I think you could sneak him in again for a dollar bid, a $0 bid coming off the bye. If you have room on your bench, I would certainly add Hardman, big time playmaker. Same goes for Hunter Renfro. I like him. I mean, if you check out his numbers from the last few weeks, he's been giving you double-digit fantasy points. He looks like a player. Anyone out there who loves college football can remember Hunter Renfro catching the winning touchdown from Deshaun Watson in that championship game. If you watched Hard Knocks, you were definitely interested in Hunter Renfro, but he's really come in. He looks like he's going to be a solid NFL player. I like him, adding him as in a deeper league or even just as a bench stash. Okay, moving along now, we are going to go over to tight end. And actually, before we go to tight end, people, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about our friends at OverlayDFS.com. If you are tired of having to pick the perfect player at every position in order to win your salary cap league, if you're tired of having your salary cap league out of the winning in the first 5 minutes, the salary cap leagues have you making it feel like a job and not a game. Well, then you guys should try OverlayDFS.com. Our friends at OverlayDFS.com have designed this amazing start sit game. What they do is they give you 30 options in their progressive jackpot game, and you have to choose 12 of those matchups. So they'll have like Christian McCaffrey versus Saquon Barkley, and all you need to do is choose who gets more fantasy points. So you make 12 of those, and then you compile a record. So you can go 9-3 or 7-5 or 8-4. Actually, 8-4 is usually good enough to cash. They have this great game in addition to their progressive jackpot game. They have a game where just the best record wins. Go over to OverlayDFS.com. Check out their game. It's unbelievable. It's a lot of fun. It's a very addictive game. It's a great sweat, and they're coming out with a basketball version now as well, where literally every pass, every assist flips the standings. And what's cool is when you're doing those head-to-head matchups, you might have quarterbacks going against each other. So either you're rooting one on or you are fading a guy. Let's take a look at the OverlayDFS.com screen here. This is what their interface looks like right here. You go into their lobby and you pick the game. Here's the one I was just talking about where best record wins. You click on join, and then you have to make your option, your choices right here. So the first one has Drew Brees versus Russell Wilson. Who's going to have more fantasy points? I'll choose Russell Wilson. I'll scroll down a little bit. Matt Ryan versus Jameis Winston. You pick who's going to have more fantasy points, okay? If you get a little deeper, sometimes the matchups get a little tougher. Look down here. You have Jamison Crowder versus Zach Ertz. Who do you guys? Tweet at me. Who do you think I should pick in this OverlayDFS.com matchup? I'm going to pick Jamison Crowder. I know that won't be a popular pick, but I'm going to try to maybe get some leverage where in this game where some other people might chalkily pick Zach Ertz. So let me know who you think I should pick in that game, and I will I'll take the recommendation of the people. I'll do an entry based on what the people are asking me to do here. All right, so go out and check out our friends over at OverlayDFS.com, the great start sit game, and they sponsor this podcast. Give them support. Great people over there, and they have a great game. All right, let's get back to the action, folks. When we last left you, we were about to talk my favorite position, tight ends. Not that many great options, but there are a few good ones. If Dallas Goedert of the Philadelphia Eagles is out there, I think he's going to have low-end tight end one upside the rest of the way. Actually, the upside's probably even greater than that, but I think at very minimum, he'll be a startable tight end. I know what you're saying. Zach Ertz is the tight end one there, but with the Eagle receiving core decline, they are going to need to go to their players, and he is one of their playmakers. He's only about 20% owned Dallas Goedert, and I think you can get him for a $6, $7 bid. I mean, it's, you know, he's amazingly on the waiver wire. I'm starting him in a bunch of leagues. Number two tight end on my list is Noah Fant. Noah Fant, only about 28% owned. He has become the de facto number two wide receiver ever since the trade of Emmanuel Sanders. So Noah Fant can be had for a handful of fab dollars, and he is looking good. He's a rookie wide receiver, but by the time week 12 rolls around, they're not really rookies anymore. And Brandon Allen is looking for his tight end. I like Noah Fant a lot the rest of the way. I think he's going to be a player I'm looking to draft a lot of next year for sure. I didn't think he was going to pop this quickly, but he is looking like a player. So I recommend Noah Fant if you need a tight end. And who doesn't need a tight end, right? Everybody is always hurting a tight end, except if you're one of the lucky ones that drafted one of those top guys or got Darren Waller. All right, last in the tight end rankings, That's right, people. It's time to pick up Ryan Griffin of the New York Jets, who's only 3% owned. He's coming off a 100-yard performance. You know, and he's had a couple 20-point games. If you were watching the Jet game, another nondescript tight end caught a touchdown in that game. I was like, oh, Ryan Griffin caught the touchdown. No, he didn't. It was some other guy that I've even never heard of. And you know I'd like to dig deep in the tight end pool. Ryan Griffin, he's in his fourth year. He's looking good. Again, he's not the most athletic guy, but he's certainly the guy that Sam Darnold looks for when they get down to the red zone. I think you can swipe him up for a $0 bid. He's been available everywhere. If you need a tight end, Ryan Griffin is certainly a good player who's produced over the last month. All right, lastly, quarterback. If you're in a one quarterback league and you have Patrick Mahomes on bye, if you're just sick of playing Phillip Rivers, you're probably looking for somebody to play. And the best options out there right now are Sam Darnold at 22% owned and Jacoby Brissett at 38% owned. Again, in single QB leagues, you're going to be able to pick him up for a buck. If Ryan Tannehill is there, he's been performing over the last month. So, you know, just pick up anybody with a pulse. Even Dwayne Haskins showed something last week as far as from fantasy perspective. It's been a really tough year at quarterback, everybody, so I totally understand. All right, if there's a player that I missed that you want me to add, that you want to ask me about, tweet at me, at Alan Sislowski. Get me in the Slack chat, and I'll do my best to get at you. Now, when you want to ask about a player, don't say, should I pick this guy up? Just give me a little context. Say, what do you think about this player? Or, I have this guy, but I'm thinking about picking up this guy. I'll do my best to give you a fleshed out explanation. All right, so do that. Let me see if I have anyone else here on my deep list. By the way, someone tweeted at me just now while we were on Deebo Samuel. I mean, he should not be available in your league, Deebo Samuel, but he is a player that he looks like an absolute star. A great player comp I heard for Deebo was Aquan Bolden. That one, he's just like a bulldog, that guy. He'll be a guy that I'm drafting above the market next year in season-long leagues. I'll be very aggressive on Deebo. All right, everybody, till next time, I am at Alan Sislowski, season-long says. Tweet at me, get at me in the Slack chat, and thanks for watching. And I'm sorry again that we came out with this Wednesday. We'll continue to try to come out with it Monday or Tuesday night for the rest of the season. Good luck in your season-long leagues.